Psalm 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Praise God. You may be seated. This is a promise of God's protection for God's people. There's a place in God where we can find strength and find help in time of need. But notice it says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Not only is it a place of protection, but it is an environment. It's a existence that we can have in our relationship with God. That we don't come to church to experience it only. I trust and believe that you're aware that it is necessary and important for Christians to gather together according to the Scripture. Something happens here that is special and anointed by God's design. But we can also take the presence of God with us, the power of God with us wherever we go. We can dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. No matter where we are, we can say, He is my refuge and my fortress. Amen. The psalmist goes on to say in Psalm 91 that God will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Now, in my mind, that fowler is the enemy of our soul, the devil. And some people make a living out of producing fear by talking about the devil. But the Bible says we do not have to be afraid of him. And that whatever influence or power he has in your life today, you can be delivered from it. Amen. And he will deliver me from the noisome pestilence. Well, just go outside these walls and move around in the world a little bit, and you might not have to go far to find some noisome pestilence. The world around us is full of noise and pestilence, and will do everything to take a hold of your soul. We don't have to be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flieth by day. There are those that would destroy a Christian, that would attack you for being a Christian, but we don't have to be afraid of that. Praise God. Because God is my refuge and my fortress. Verse 9, Psalm 91:9 says, Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Praise God. When I gave my heart to God, when I came into this apostolic relationship with the living God, I was thinking about what I was leaving behind. I wasn't aware of what I was entering into. But the Bible tells us that once we begin to walk with God, He becomes our habitation. We dwell in His presence. He surrounds us. And if we are in the will of God and walking with God, wherever we go, the presence of the Lord goes with us. When God is our habitation, it says, the New Testament uses phrases like in Christ, in God, walking in the Spirit. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Now I have to, at this point, give a qualifier. The message that I'm preaching, I preached not too long ago in Voces Unidas, but I think it was a low attendance, so if you missed that service, here you go. In addition, the idea is, I just checked with Brother Grant, I thought that's where I got the idea from. Many years ago, I don't know how many, 5 years, 10 years, some time ago, he preached a message about the difference between a thermometer and a thermostat. Amen. And if Brother Ron Wittenbach is here, I looked for him. He's probably got those notes somewhere in his Bible. He puts down a note of every sermon that he hears. So I know that, okay? I checked with the elder, and he's aware of it, that I got this seed from something that he planted a long time ago. I want to talk about a thermometer, a barometer, or a thermostat. A thermometer goes up and down with the temperature. As molecules are excited in our physical universe, they begin to generate heat at the molecular level. And heat can be generated, heat can be gained, heat can be lost, heat can be transferred. But the energy, according to the law of thermodynamics, the energy that exists can never be lost completely. It changes from one thing to another. So what I'm saying is that the amount of energy in the universe is constant, according to the second law or first law or one of those laws of thermodynamics. First one, Noah says. So heat comes and goes. Temperature changes. It's one of the reasons why we have weather cycles. Not the only reason, but you know, that's part of the whole thing that we're experiencing right now, is the change in temperature. And there's a change in pressure. But those high pressure and low pressure fronts are always relative and always create differences in temperature and the amount of sunshine that we're experiencing at a given time. The season, summer, winter, fall, spring, are because of the tilt of the earth and the amount of heat that's being generated by the sun in our environment. A lot of elements at work, but the heat exchange of heat and its effects on the environment can be measured by our thermometers. And we have various, now we have one that you can just swipe a child's head and figure out what their body temperature is. But it only measures the current level of energy being given off by the molecules around it. It's like a snapshot of something that's happening. And it doesn't, you have to do more than one measurement to measure change. If we put 100 thermometers in this room right now, we just brought in a bunch of thermometers and put them in here, they would not affect our environment appreciably. They wouldn't change the temperature, is what I'm saying. All they can do is measure it. See, some people are spiritual thermometers. Yes, the Holy Ghost is moving today. And you know how I know it's moving? Because Brother Huffalump is standing up and clapping. And if Brother Huffalump is getting with it, you know that the Holy Ghost is moving. He never gets up unless the Spirit is red hot. Too often we wait for the right song. Or we wait for the right person. Or we wait for everyone else. And then we respond. Oh, today is a good day to worship. We wait for the temperature to go up in our environment. We measure it. We evaluate it. And then we realize, okay, we can change our behavior now. That's great when everything's good and everybody's excited and Brother Humphalup's on fire. What about when things cool down? The thermometer drops when things cool down. And the spiritual thermometer cools down as well. That's why many Christians are so up and down in their walk with God. Because they're letting the environment affect them to the point where their temperature is a measurement of what's going on around them. That's what happens to church hoppers. Did I say that out loud? Things cool down and then they go look for another church. That was free. Okay. We shouldn't allow our relationship with God to depend on the condition of the things around us. Praise God. If you're here this morning, and this is the first time you've been in an apostolic church, you'll find out that there aren't many services here that are cold or dead or dull or boring. There's always some heat being generated here in a worship service. Praise God. And we trust that it's the Holy Ghost that's doing that. But we need to have more than just a thermometer in our spiritual life. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. There should be something inside of me that generates the spiritual heat that I need. I will bless the Lord at all times, the psalmist said. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. We have the ability, everyone who has been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost has the ability, has the capacity, has the responsibility to generate spiritual heat for the world around them. Amen. Under any circumstances. God poured down fire on Elijah's sacrifice after the false prophets had tried for hours to make it happen. He had 12 barrels of water poured over the altar and over the sacrifice, and it filled the trench that was around it. But when Elijah prayed, the fire came down and consumed all of the sacrifice, all of the altar, and all of the water surrounding the altar. God's power, God's fire does not depend on the circumstances. We are meant to be more than spiritual thermometers. Now, there's another device. We used to see a lot more of them. We don't see them quite so much anymore. I still mean to get one. A barometer. Now, a barometer is a little different. And something about it is counterintuitive when I try and explain it. It's hard. I understand what's happening, but I can't explain it. I'm not sure why that is. But a barometer goes up and down based on the atmospheric pressure. High pressure. You hear the weather people talk about the high pressure, low pressure. The barometer measures the barometric or the atmospheric pressure. The atmospheric pressure at any place is just the weight of the atmosphere above that very spot. Though the surrounding air seems like a lot of nothing, the column of air above people's heads is hundreds of miles tall, all the way to the stratosphere. Because of that height, it weighs enough to exert pressure down on the Earth's surface at sea level. And everywhere else. It's 14.7 pounds per square inch at sea level. Because atmospheric pressure is caused by the weight of the column of air above a location, it makes sense that making the column shorter reduces the weight. So when you go up higher, like Billings, Montana, or somewhere out west in the mountains, there's less pressure because there's less air above you. So barometric pressure gets lower as you go from the seashore to the top of a mountain. The air in the Earth's atmosphere is in constant motion. Not only does the air move around the surface in the form of wind, but the air also slowly rises in some places and it falls down in others. It's like waves of air, just like you see it on the shore. When the waves roll in, the air does the same thing. It creates a great columns of weight in one space, and in the trough behind that wave is a low pressure. So in areas where the air is falling toward the surface, the downward motion of the air column adds a little to the local air pressure. I'm sorry. The result is slightly greater pressure than normal for that elevation. Okay, so that's what barometric pressure is. And a barometer measures that. Some people you can tell what's going on in their lives. Brother Grano used to remind me of this, that he could tell what was going on in my head in about 2 seconds when I would walk into the room, because he could read me like a barometer. He knew how much pressure I was experiencing that day. Some people, you can tell whether they're having a good day or a good week or a bad week, whether things are going well or not, because their barometer is rising and falling with the pressure they have in their life. Praise God. People can be cold and cruel and heartless, and life can be cold and cruel and heartless and weak and respond to the pressures of the world and forget all about the fact that we have something that is greater than any power on the earth. Stormy weather, the barometric pressure changes. Changing barometric pressure is a key to helping meteorologists predict the weather. Some people, you can read their barometer and you know what kind of weather you're in for that day. When the pressure increases, their faith and spirituality decreases. You can tell when someone is struggling with something because they stop coming to church or they stop worshiping at church. Or they become more critical of the people at church. All because the pressure in their life is greater than it was last week. But the truth is, life is always changing for all of us. And being a Christian does not mean that life's pressures go away. That was never promised to us. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, being a Christian puts more pressure on us. The pressures of life should not determine whether or not we're going to act like a Christian. I already quoted the verse, I will bless the Lord at all times. Do we feel pressure? Yes. The Bible says that in the last days, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. But it also says where sin doth much abound, grace doth much more abound. See, we have an equalizer. God's Holy Spirit is always with us. He promises to never leave us or forsake us. He told his disciples when they were concerned about his leaving in John 14, he said, I have been with you, but I shall be in you. Praise God. Sister Anuncia was here on the platform this morning. And if you're ever feeling down, just go find Sister Anuncia. I said, you look really happy this morning. She said, I'm trying to be happy this morning. I said, you're doing a really good job. Praise God. Amen. She's got the equalizer. Just talk to her a little bit. Find out about all the things going on in her life. See if there's any pressure where she's at. Praise God. A barometer's fluid level goes up and down because the pressure in the air inside the tube changes with the pressure of the air outside the tube. Did you hear that? The pressure on the inside changes with the pressure on the outside. But we have the ability as Holy Ghost-filled Christians to maintain a constant pressure on the inside. God has not changed one bit by the pressures of life. He remains the same. He does not change. If we stay filled up with the Holy Ghost, we can withstand the pressures of life. See, we don't need to be a thermometer. We don't need to be a barometer. We need to be a thermostat. Now, think about this. You're visiting someone's house, and you've been there for about 15 minutes, and it's a little chilly. You think, boy, this house is cold. So you get up and you walk right over to their thermostat, right? And you say, of course not. You wouldn't do that. See, the person that lives there has control of that thermostat. And we won't go into whether it's the husband or the wife. I'm in control of the thermostat at my house when my wife's not there. You look around and one person that lives there is wearing a sweater and the other person is wearing a short sleeve shirt. I can tell you who's in charge of that thermostat. It's the one who's comfortable with that temperature. Thermostats measure the temperature of the air. They do the same thing a thermometer does, but then they compare that temperature to the temperature that is set for that room. And they say, no, it's supposed to be warmer than this. So they heat up the room. They turn on the furnace. They send a message down to the furnace and say, get to work. It's too cold in here. Or shut down. It's too hot in here. They control the temperature of the room. They influence the world around them. You see, we cannot totally ignore the world around us. That's not what we're here for. We're not designed by God to just shut ourselves off from the world. We need to be aware of the spiritual condition of our home. We need to be aware of the spiritual condition of the people we work with. We need to be aware of the spiritual condition of our community and our society. We need to know what's going on. You know, but we cannot control people. Now, that may be news to some of you, but we cannot control people. Oh, but I have children. Yeah, just remember when your child was a little bundle of joy, how much control did you have over that child? Not much, because you would not have gotten up at 2 o'clock in the morning if it was up to you. And then think about that child when that child becomes a teenager, how much control you have there. We do not have that capacity. And we can't control every situation. Amen. And I know some of you think you can, but you can't. But we can control the spiritual temperature of the space that we're living in. Amen. I can control the spiritual pressure inside of me. I can control the spiritual temperature in my life by staying in tune with God and being filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Things can heat up spiritually and the enemy can attack us with fiery darts, but we can control the spiritual temperature in our own lives. We can stay cool by the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing through our hearts. We can warm up when the world turns cold by the fire of the Holy Ghost inside of us. We can be baptized, the Bible says, by the Holy Ghost and fire. We can be spiritual thermostats, controlling the spiritual environment of our own space. Now, I was standing here on the platform at the beginning of service, and I was watching people come in through the doors in the back, and a couple people walked in, and it was like an image flashed in my mind. Like it was almost, you know, it was like the Lord showed me what that person looked like the first time they walked into this building. And I saw what they look like now. And in that instant, I thought, wow, what a change in that person's life. How far that individual has come. See, I remember the days when I was being pushed around by the spirits of this world. That my life was all full of ups and downs. Brother Grant remembers, many of you remember what I looked like the first time I walked through the door at Calvary Gospel Church. See, this world will control you if you let it. Your flesh will control you if you let it. But once you have been filled with God's Holy Spirit, and once it's like the tongues and interpretation we heard this morning. When the Holy Ghost spoke to us, he said, I'm the only one who has the power to be able to wash all of that away and leave that all behind you. I don't have to be weighed down by the sin and failure and destruction in my past. Because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Praise God. And little by little, the Holy Spirit works in us and changes us from the inside out. And after 6 months or a year or 3 months even, just as soon as God starts working in your life, as soon as you get Jesus down on the inside, working on the outside, oh, what a change in your life. Praise God. We can affect the world. One thing I've noticed, I've never walked in a house and heard a thermostat. A thermostat doesn't make any noise. Unless you get real close, you might hear it click when it decides to send a message to the furnace. Just you have to get close to it. But it's not real loud. See, we don't have to be loud. We just have to be Christians. We just need to let God work in our lives. And we can influence the world around us. We can affect the temperature of the workplace just by representing Jesus Christ wherever we go. Praise God. We don't need to be thermometers. We don't need to be barometers. We need to be a thermostat. You know, you have to look for a barometer sometimes. I mean a thermostat. You have to go look for the thermostat to find out where it is. There's no promise that we're not going to have trouble. Bad things will happen. We've prayed about some of those bad things. Sickness, loss, accidents. People will hurt you. People will fail you. It happens in the world, and it happens in the church. Bad things happen to good people. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. People will treat you badly, whether you're a Christian or whether you're not. But greater is he that is in me. Praise God. He's been with us. Now he lives in us. He will never leave us or forsake us. These are the promises that I've already mentioned here. They remain the same. God is greater. God is stronger. God is wiser. God is mightier than any problem, situation, or person you can come in contact with. God is greater. God is stronger. God is wiser. God is mightier than anything in this world. Or anything the devil can do to us. Psalm 91, 7 through 11 says this. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Praise God. Let's stand. I want to especially speak to our guests here this morning. I say this almost every time I preach. I talk about church people and what they look like the first time you come into a Pentecostal church. I remember how different from the church people I looked the first time I came in a Pentecostal church. And I thought, I can never do that. I could never be one of them. But something happened when the Word of God spoke to my heart. Something happened when I found a place to pray and asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins. Something definitely happened when I was baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. I did not expect it. I came out of the water and I felt like something happened inside of me. And 10 days later, something really happened when I was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. Ever since that time, my life has been changed. Praise God. And not just the day it happened, but day by day by day by day, God calls me to change more and more and be like Him. Praise God. Not because of anything in me, but because of Him living inside of me. Praise God. You can, if your life is pushing you around, if your world is crushing you with pressure, I'm here to tell you there is something that can change your life forever and set you free from the things of this earth. Praise God. It's called the new birth, baptism in Jesus' name, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. You can receive that here this morning. If you need to surrender your life to Jesus, I want to ask you to come down on this side. In the front here, we pray at the end of service, and we ask God to help us, whatever our need is. If you want to start a new life, if you want your life to be changed, not just for this day, not just for this week, not just for this life, but for all eternity, you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Jesus loves you, and He wants to dwell inside of you and change your world. Praise God. You can be a barometer. You can be a thermostat. You can affect the world around you with the power of God inside of you. Praise God. If there's something you're struggling with, whether you're a Christian or whether you're not, if there's something you're struggling with in your life and you can't seem to get past it, praise God, there's a power here that is greater than the whole universe because He's the one that created it. Come right down here in the middle. Praise God. If you need healing this morning, I want you to come down on this side of the altar. I believe that God is a healer. We've experienced several miracles in Bosis and Nidus. People being healed of cancer. Remember to pray for Pastor Roy tonight or today. He's got an issue with his neck. He needs a healing in his body. Praise God. God is able. God is greater. God is able. Let Him fill you with the Holy Ghost.